Some butterflies we never used to see seem to be everywhere these days. Other butterflies are becoming increasingly scarce. What's going on? As Eilish O'Neill reports for EarthFix, scientists are trying to figure that out.
Jean Bradbury lives in Northeast Seattle. She's an artist, and she loves swallowtail butterflies.
So these guys are big, like we think of a monarch, like the palm of your hand. They're pale, bright yellow, very, very beautiful.
Bradbury says she never used to see many swallowtail butterflies in Seattle, but this summer,
it seemed like I was seeing them every day.
So she posted about it on Facebook, and her friend said,
yes, it's a thing. There seem to have been more this year. I wonder, why am I seeing more?
Bradbury wrote to KUOW to ask. I went to David James to find out. He's a butterfly expert at Washington State University.
Swallowtail butterflies seem to be more common on the west side this year. In fact, for the last couple of years, than historically, they are lovers of sunshine.
So James posits, perhaps they're thriving in the warmer, sunnier summers Seattle's had for the past couple of years.
It wouldn't take, you know, a lot more sunshine to improve the ability of the butterflies to find each other, mate, and lay their eggs.
The other reason swallowtails are doing well is they like plants that people tend to have in parks and gardens.
The plants that they need to survive, they're things like willows and cottonwoods and maples. Their caterpillars need those to feed on to develop into the butterflies. And the adult butterflies need nectar plants, of which they can find plenty of in most people's backyards.
So there are more butterflies to bring happiness and joy to our lives. And I wish I could end the story there. But as always, it's more complicated. Butterflies other than swallowtails are losing habitat to cities and farms. And pollution and pesticides have also been unkind to butterflies. That means, unfortunately, swallowtails are the exception.
We do not see as many butterflies flying around as we used to when we were children.
So butterflies are disappearing because of habitat loss. The reason we're seeing more swallowtails is because of climate change. And there's a lot of global data showing how butterflies are responding to the change in climate.
In Europe, they've noticed different species of butterflies expanding their range north.
Regina Rochefort is a retired National Park Service scientist.
California has a very long-term study and has shown butterflies moving up in elevation.
In the Pacific Northwest, though, there's no long-term butterfly survey. So Rochefort decided to take matters into her own hands. For the past 8 summers, she's asked volunteers to help her count butterflies in the North Cascades and at Mount Rainier. Sauk Mountain's exposed slopes are covered with grasses, wildflowers, and insects. That makes it the perfect place in the North Cascades to learn how to count butterflies. Riley Gabriel is doing the teaching. She says, first, to imagine a 5-meter by 5-meter box in front of you.
Any butterfly that flies through that box, that is on vegetation on either side of the trail, that is on the trail in front of you, you want to count that butterfly.
Gabriel says one of the keys to accurately counting butterflies is to walk very slowly.
We call it the bridal march. It's like this, kind of.
Another pro tip? Try not to hit your fellow citizen scientists with the butterfly net.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
Despite the hiccups, the volunteers on Sauk Mountain do eventually catch a butterfly.
Yeah, got it.
Got it.
Oh, good. Got it.
First one.
Regina Rochefort is still looking for more butterfly counting volunteers. And David James adds, those who can't make it to the mountains can help too.
We can take hope from the swallowtail.
People can plant butterfly gardens to help provide food for some of the species that aren't swallowtails.
If they have those things, they're going to do okay.
On Sauk Mountain, I'm Eilish O'Neill.